Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting to something important, understanding testosterone blood tests. Our insights today are drawn from a really thorough guide over at Blood Test UK.
That's right.
And our mission is pretty clear. Unpack why these tests are significant, figure out who should maybe consider them, and really focus on the benefits, especially if you're listening in the Windlesham area.
Yeah, the benefits are key.
Definitely. So let's start basic. What exactly is this test measuring?
Okay, so essentially it looks at the levels of testosterone, specifically total and free testosterone, that are, you know, circulating in your blood.
And testosterone, it's not just one thing, is it? It's a vital hormone.
Absolutely vital. It impacts so much sexual development, yeah, but also muscle mass, energy levels, even your mood.
So it's pretty fundamental. And I gather it's important for diagnosis too, like hypogonadism.
Exactly. That's basically when the body isn't producing enough testosterone. The test is crucial there. And also for keeping an eye on things if someone's on hormone replacement therapy.
Right. Now, you mentioned total and free testosterone. What's the difference there? Why does that matter?
That's a really, really critical point. Often overlooked. Total testosterone is, well, it's the overall amount.
Okay.
But a lot of that can be bound to proteins, like SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin. And when it's bound like that, your body can't really use it.
So it's there, but not active.
Precisely. Free testosterone, on the other hand, that's the unbound active form, the stuff your body can actually utilize. You could have, say, normal total levels.
Mm-hmm.
But if your free T is low because maybe your SHBG is high, you could still feel all the symptoms of low testosterone.
Wow. Okay. So just looking at the total number might not give you the full picture at all.
Not at all. You really need both for a proper functional assessment. And honestly, it highlights why you need someone who knows what they're looking at to interpret the results. It's not just about the numbers.
That makes perfect sense. So thinking about that, who should actually be considering getting this test done? Who are we talking about?
Well, for men, the classic signs are things like low libido, feeling constantly tired, maybe losing muscle mass, even if you're working out. Those are big flags.
Okay, the usual suspects, maybe?
Kind of. But it's really not just men. Women experiencing issues like irregular periods or challenges with fertility might find answers here, too. Testosterone plays a role in female reproductive health as well.
That's often missed, I think.
It is. And then there are lifestyle factors. Things like big weight changes, obesity, diabetes, even just chronic stress. All these can mess with your hormone levels. So testing can be a really smart, proactive move for quite a lot of people.
And the test itself, is it complex?
No, not really. It's typically just a straightforward blood draw, usually best done in the morning because levels can fluctuate throughout the day.
Right, for consistency.
Exactly. And what's great now is the accessibility. You've got things like at-home testing kits becoming more common, mobile health apps.
Yeah.
It's making it easier for people to get this information.
That democratization of health data is huge, isn't it? Though, as you said, interpretation is still key.
Absolutely. And that links directly to the benefits, which are, well, pretty profound when you think about it.
Let's dig into those benefits then.
Okay. So catching something like hypogonadism early and intervening, that can lead to, really dramatic improvements, more energy, better sexual function, just a higher overall quality of life.
It's about feeling better, fundamentally.
Yes. And fertility too. For men, optimal levels are crucial for sperm production. For women, it influences ovulation, the whole menstrual cycle. It's interconnected.
And you mentioned mood earlier.
Big time.
Yeah.
Mental health is a huge aspect. Imbalances, low T, can be linked to symptoms like depression, anxiety, brain fog. So getting levels optimal can really boost mood and cognitive functions, not just physical.
Okay, so the upsides are pretty clear. Now, bringing it local for our listeners maybe in or around Windlesham, what are their options for getting tested?
Good question. It's getting easier. You've got local NHS options, potentially through the Windlesham Health Center, although you might need a referral.
Right. Standard NHS procedure.
Usually. Yeah. Then there are private options. Places like Wellbeing Clinics Windlesham or other private labs in the area. Often, you don't need a referral for those.
And cost-wise, what's the ballpark?
It varies, of course. NHS might be covered, but private tests, you're probably looking somewhere in the range of, say, 50 to 100 pounds, depending on exactly what they test. Results are usually pretty quick, a few days to maybe a week.
Good to have those practical details. So people in Windlesham do have accessible routes.
Definitely. And looking beyond the immediate symptoms, the long-term payoff of keeping testosterone balanced is really compelling.
How so?
Well, think about bone health, reduced risk of osteoporosis. Better cardiovascular health has been linked. Enhanced cognitive function as we age. Maybe even contributing to longevity. It's part of a bigger health picture.
It really touches on quite a lot of long-term wellness factors.
It does, which brings us back to the importance of not just getting the test, but discussing it with a healthcare professional. They can give you the accurate interpretation, the personalized plan. It's about seeing it holistically.
Absolutely. So the bottom line seems to be that understanding your hormonal health, getting a handle on these levels, it's not just data. It's actually a really empowering step towards, you know, optimizing your overall well-being.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? It raises this important question. How much more could we really understand and maybe even improve about our overall well-being if we just paid a bit closer attention to the signals our bodies are sending us, right down to our hormone levels?
That is definitely something to think about. A powerful thought indeed. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into testosterone testing with great insights sourced from Blood Test UK. We'll catch you on the next one.